Siyabonga tatenda. Siyalambulela emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngomgqibelo omhla ka 24 Nhlangula 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Elingali tshona njani izulukandaba mthokazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, kambe uhlelo lwebandla leMDCT olokuthi uZulu angathenga ezitolo zeziphatha amandla zebandla lezanu PF luzaphumelela na?
Umbuzo mebhesi ngazibuza wona ukuthi bona abantu bezanu bawuphethe okunganani umnotho weZimbabwe. Ngakho ukuthi amashopu abo kakho maningi kangako amboni ukuthi ngabe lomehluko ye.
Kufa isizalwane seZimbabwe kwele South Africa kudlakela lwezombusazwe olwangalesithathu.
Ye, okwamanje imibiko esuka ePitoli ithi hayi umumo sokungani uyehla udlame akusekho lokhana obekukhona amalanga amathathu.
Kwezemidlalo, imidlalo yenkezo yePremier Soccer League sifike kuviki yeshumi lanye sihlaziya isimo sengalane yemiklomelo silo Ezra Chisa Svanda. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Kambe uhlelo lwebandla leMDCT olokuthi uZulu angathenga ezitolo zeziphatha amandla zebandla lezanu PF luzaphumelela na? Ibandla leMDCT kuyona le iviki lithe liphakathi kokuhlela ukuthi uZulu engathengi impahla ezitolo zeziphatha amandla zezanu PF ezifana leGushungo Dairies ekaMongameli Mgabe leChoppies kamsekeli wakhe umnumzana Phelezela Mphoko. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ngcwethe ecubungula izombusazo womnumzana Zenzele Ndebele.
Umbuzo mebhesi ngazibuza wona ukuthi bona abantu bezanu bawuphethe okunganani umnotho weZimbabwe. Ngakho ukuthi amashopu abo kakho maningi kangako amboni ukuthi ngabe lomehluko ye. Ngathi amanyethelo amatsha amahle atshengisela ukuthi abantu sebediniwe ngombuso wezanu PF. Athi kuyini okunye abangakwenza ngoba amboni ukuthi ungabalalisa phandle kwengubo abantu bezanu ukuthi ezitolo zabo azisathengwa. Ngangethemba ukuthi ama-boycott lawo azayenzakala lapho okulothekelelwa abantu be-MDC khona kakhulu. Kodwa siyakwazi nxa usiye emashoneni ngale owuzimbo Marambo Pfungwe usiyahlaba usiya khona le emashonaland east izanu izibambile okuthi nxa kunalapha kwabama-business khona they won't be affected that much. Okuzawaya ngokuthi lapho abantu be-MDC ababhoycotha khona bangaki bona abantu be-MDC ama-business ezanu mangaki.
Kodwa sithi bekhangele amakampani amakhulu afana labo nalabo Gushungu Dairy lama supermarket amanye lapho kuthiwa balezabelo zamashezi ubonana kusezokusebenza na
ngiyakhangela amakhampani amakhulu ngasebenza kodwa uzananzela ukuthi singase sikhangele uGushungu bonala bavele sebezipulela nje kwesinye isikhathi uyangena emasupermarket amakhulu ungatholi ama-product eGushungu ngenxa yokuthi sebesehluleka-ke ukuyenza ngento ngendlela enhle kumbe ibhizinesi yabo siba-affecta ngenxa yokuthi khona umkhonoma umanga kuhle. So nxa bengathola ama-shops amakhulu mhlawumbe ama-supermarket edorobheni lapho okuthiwa leyi izanu kumbe abantu bezanu balaphashezi kungayandako kungazama ukuthi kube le ifect. Kodwa-ke mbona i-MDC should do more than ja ukubhoycotha ama-supermarket. Kuningi abamele bekwenze sekuyisikhathi sokuthi betengisa ukuthi umbuso kamgabe abawukhwabiti kuyini abamele bekwenze into abamele behlale phansi bezibuza ukuthi what is it abangakwenza ukuthi izanu izwe ubuhlungu bebe-forced to a negotiating table ngoba ngendlela umumo womkhonomo ome ngayo u-2018 ukhathala kakhulu.
Uyatsho wena ukuthi kuningi akusipho kulutshwane ubona ngani bengakwenza?
MDC as a representation in parliament. I think MDC should look at our laws. Sine constitution enter which allows abantu to challenge some of the things ezenzakalayo. I think ama parliamentary portfolio committee now sesibonile ukuthi alakho uyexposa i-corruption ezenziwa i-government. So amarali yes. But this is the time when the MDC should be mobilizing people if they have them and getting in the streets and saying we are going to peacefully demonstrate until this government goes or until this government says something, because siyakwazi ukuthi khona umbuso omuntu obusa ngothuku awuphumi kuphela unless abantu beze bezimisele ukuthi bagcwale izibidi bemtshele umongameli umgaba ukuthi sebediniwe ngombuso wakhe.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Zenzele Ndebele, ingcwethi yecubungula ezombusazwe, bekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekoBulawayo. Lesizalane seZimbabwe esibikwa sifile kwele South Africa ngolwesithathu ngemva kokuqhamuka kodlakela lwezombusazwe olubangelwe ikukhethwa kukankosikazi Thokozile Didiza owebandla le-ANC ukuthi abe ngumeya weTswane. Abanye besithi kabafuni ukuthi abe kulesi sigaba. Sixoxe lomnumzana Walter Nsunungule Mbongolwane ukuze sizwe okunengi ngalolu daba.
Ye okwamanje imibiko esuka ePitoli ithi hayi umumo sokungani uyehla udlame akusekho lokhona obekukhona amalanga amathathu adlileyo abantu sebehamba ngendlela abafisa ngayo. Ngikhuluma nje lamhlanje bengiphakathi ePitoli, hayi impilo iyaqhubeka ngendlela nje evela abantu abayijwayeleyo. Kodwa siyazi ukuthi mawuya emalokishini kule ndawo ukuthi akusemabopane, siyazi ukuthi khona izolo bathole isidumbu, and siyazi ukuthi njalo umumo lokhu ungani abantu abakathembi. Kodwa kule masosha namaphoyisa abalokhu behamba-hamba besenza ukuthi konke abantu bengahlukunyezwa kube kahle. Naye uThokoziDiza lo abakade besithi abamfuni, sekukhona imibiko ethi bakhona eMamelodi, bakhona njalo eAtridgeville, bathe bamelela ukuthi abe ezoba-addressa ukuthi ebatshele ukuthi yena ubalethela kani.
Sike sezwe imbiko yokubana omunye wabalabo abafileyo ngodabuka eZimbabwe, kungakuliqiniso na?
Ye, leyo mibiko ngiwuzwile la umbiko njalo, kodwa akunasiqiniseko esikhona ngoba asikaboni abantu abaseZimbabwe abadeye bamazi, kodwa sikuzwile kuphuma ezindabeni zikamabonakude ukuthi kulo muntu obuya elizweni laseZimbabwe. Akungeke kwamangalisa lokhu ngoba siyazi ukuthi abantu baseZimbabwe vele baningi kakhulu ePretoria lapho, njalo abanye babo yilaba abayenza okushishina kwama-tuckshop. Njalo abantu bama-tuckshop yiwo njalo akade bengani bahlukunyezwa kakhulu ngalesi khathi kuzokungena izigebengu ekade zithatha lowo mumo sezifuna ukuthi khona zona zitshontshe ezindaweni zalabo abantu abasebenza. So abantu baseZimbabwe vele bahlala besengozini enjalo ukuthi bangakhuhlukunyezwa nxa kule ndawo ezinto.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Walter Nsunungule Mbongolwane, esizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa, ubekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekhona le eSouth Africa.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930 12080, laku 15775 kilohertz. Lilako njalo ukusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Okwamanje sengidedela emuva ngilitshiya ezandleni zikasithandekile Mhlanga esethulela uhlelo lwethu lwendaba zabesifazane.
Siyalamukela kuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazana, lilami usithandekile Mhlanga. Namhla sixoxa lo nkosikazi Nomsa Nekevane, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso elondoloza intandane eZimbabwe, iMopane Foundation International, yona egcwele eBhilithane. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga mama.
Yes, siyananzelela ukuthi ubusekhaya, ungasichasela ngamafitshane ukuthi kuyini ofike wakwenza.
Kuloku bengiqala ukuhamba ngisiyabona izikolo zonke lapho kulabantwana esibasupportayo. Ngiqale eSomakulile eNkayi, lapho esibhadalele khona abantwana abangu-6 sabathengela ama-school uniforms, sasuka lapho saye eNyashongwe eMathavelen South, sasuka lapho saye eZamanyoni eMathavelen South, labantwana bangu-7 khona. Omunye uform 1 siyangeza ugrade 3 I think. Sasuka lapho saye eLukazi eMatopo, sasuka lapho sagcina eCholosho eGwayi eprimary school, nakhona sabantwana bangu-6. Kusho ukuthi zonke izikolo sesibathi sibabhadalela school fees for umnyaka wonke, saphinda sabathengela ama-uniform. Abanye sigcine sibathengela izicathulo ngoba indlela abantu abasola ngakhona, it was just an emotional journey. Honestly, angizange ngibone okunjalo, bengakwazi into ekhona. Kudala ngagcina ekhaya sesibabhadala singababoni, but this time it was just an eye-opener.
Kuyini okukwethuse kakhulu? Baswela impahla zokugqoka yini lokusebenzisa kumbe ukudla?
Baswela konke. La engaqala khona esomakwilili kwakulo mntwana ona 11 years. Kufana ngingabe ugrade 4, isaza grade 4, grade 5, yena ugrade 1. Akala mpahla vela ngikwazi ngiqale ngayo. Abanye ama-stories abo bazokutshela ukuthi ngabantwana bahlala beyi-2 sebezagcina bahlala komakhelwane. Omakhelwane labo abalakudla abasebenzi. Abanye akulanto abalayo, bakhona abazamayo bakwanisa ukuzenzela ezinye izinto. Saba-interview abantwana, sakhuluma nabazali babagadileyo. Omnye ugogo wayegade umntwana, akakwazi kwayena ukuthi wazala nini. Sathi umuntu nawazala not azalwa ngomnyaka wentethi. Okokuthi yena akakwazi. Abantwana bakhona bonke, izikolo zonke zengu-6. Njengomfasi kazihambayo, abantwana bangu-31. Oyi-1 kuphela one-birth certificate.
Kuyini okwenza bethi abanelisi ukuzuza incwadi lezi zokuzala?
Ngoba abazali bekho, ogogo bakwazi benze njani. Abanye abantwana kuzothiwa maybe unina wamzalela eGoli wabuya laye. Abanye abazali bakhona bayaphila but unina wanyamalala or ahamba akwedatshi umntwana logogo. Ngibuza umntwana ukuthi ngigcine nini umama, akasakwazi wamgcina nini. Omnye kuthiwa wamthiya khona bezalwa, wagcina khona phakazi aphinda mbona.
Kuyini wakubonayo ngezikolo zikhatshana yini?
Somakwilili lapho saqala khona ngenhlanhla bathola asazi noma bathi World Vision babapha amabhasikili abantwana basifunda from 3 kilometers away from school. Abantwana bonke bathola amabhasikili but kwezinye indawo zonke kukude. Abanye bahamba as 5 kilometers besesikoleni but yindlela abayiphilayo bona bakubona ukwenzima bakhona because ayikho enye into abaziyo other than kunokuhamba isiko besemango besesikoleni. Okuhlunga kakhulu like ezamanyoni sathi sifika esecondary kwathiwa abantwana bakhona bayi 300 and something. Out of 300 and something only abantwana so okungangukuthi amatitsha labo I think baphelelwa luthando futhi lokufundisa abantwana. Enkaya lapho saqala khona kunamagrupu angu-2 from grade 1 to grade 7. Amaklasi ugrade 1 nograde 2 bafundele iklasi maybe 1. Uthomi teacher bengapha, omunye bengapha beflatten. So okungangukuthi from ama-resources abala abantwana balamale ukubhadala isikolo. Izikolo azinama-resources, ayiphi into ekhona. Abantu abazali abalakudla iZimbabwe is I don't know. Angivela ngikwazi ukuthi ngithini. I think now sezwa ngabantu. Sometimes ayithi abantu ba-exaggerate, but now sukubona real-life situation. Uyabona abantu aba-exaggerate and it's more than what you thought it was.
Abantwana abangamantombazana ke
bathinteka kakhulu in such cases kunokuthi badinga nama-sanitary pads. That fike ezamanye zathola ukuthi kunomama othungayo but khonaku baswela ama-resources and luckily ubekezela maduma unkosikazi wakhe naye she's doing something along those lines. So ukuthi sizama ukukhuluma naye ukuthi maybe abancede ngama-sanitary ngokufunisa ukuthi bathi ngama-sanitary towels ngoba abakwanisi kubhata kuzozithengela wona la wenzani alahle ama-disposable aba-afford. If they can find a way ukuthi bazithungele basebenzise baphinde bawathi baphinde ba-alopho still be the best.
Lizababhadalela umnyaka owodwa, kuyathembisa yini ukuthi lizaqhubeka libabhadalele eminye iminyaka?
Isifiso sethu ukubabhadalela baze bayiqeda nabe befisa ukufunda yilokhu zenethu. So labe sibathethe okwamanje till sithola ama-donors. Okwamanje siyaqhubeka nabona abakuphela singakathatha abanye abakuthi sibenze baningi. So right now manje UK ngaka 15 October the fundraising which we are hoping ukuthi si fundraise enough for the whole year next year. Ngisibathe ngama inform izinto abazidingayo. Ubekezela maduma nonkosikazi wakhe babhejile ukuthi bona bazazothengela ama-stationery. So ama-stationery thina ezimophani asizukuthenga ngoba labana bazosithengela so thina sibheka ama-inform nama-school fees abo. Sizimisele ukubafundisa thi beqeshe secondary school hopefully.
Leyo balaleli bekuyingxoxolo nkosikazi Nomsane Kevane, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ebona ngokulondolozwa kwentandane eMophane Foundation International, yona egxile eBhilithani. Asidibaneni njalo kuhlelo olufanayo ngeviki ezayo. Lizwe ukuthi siliphatheleni okutsha. Lilami uSithandekile Mhlanga, nikhonapha eWashington DC.
Siyabonga Sithandekile Mhlanga. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje ke siqale ngokukhangela ukuthi kusasa kuyadibana aphi amaqembu kunkezo yeCastle Premier Soccer League. I-Highlanders izadibana le-ZPC Kariba enkundleni ye-Papa Fields ukuthi i-Capes United yona ingqikilane leBulawayo City e-National Sports Stadium e-Harare. Iwange yabe isemalahleni konale e-Colliery idibana ke leMtare City. Imidlalo yona yenkezo ye-Premier Soccer League sifike kuviki yechumi lanye. Kesihlaziye isimo sengalane yemiklomelo silo Ezra Chisasban.
Nxa ukhangeleke Chris iHighlanders lonyaka itshintshile thina abanye besikhonona ngokwenziwa kwe-Highlanders ibona ukuba nabaqeqeshi ababekhona vele bengafanelanga ukubana ke baqeshele leli qembu elikhulu elinjengele-Highlanders. Umlungu lo osekhona ovela ke-Netherlands ubaba loyo ekubayi usebuye ke lobungcithi bakhe njalo sesebenzela abafana abatsha ehlanganisa lalaba abakhulileyo ukuthi badlale iqembu le-Highlanders. Kulezi nsuku lwe-Highlanders kakula nkulumo. I-Highlanders itshintshile ungayikhangela ngomnyaka ophelileyo kuphethe ubaba uMafu hayi yayingazange ifike phezulu yayikhona le phansi ngolona umnyaka kababa uKhayindu yayikhona le phansi kodwa nge-second half season yakhwela yagcina sikuwo number 2 kodwa lo nyaka into zitshintshile sisithemba ubana ama-players nxa engazange alimale hayi le nkezo ngayithatha isicoco sikhulu
kodwa ke nxa sikhangela amanye amaqembu ikakhulu lawa angene ku-season yona le afana labo Bulawayo City lamanye ubona ngani kungakuhamba njani ayasihlale lokho ekukhona yini kumbe ngamanya za siwa kogoqanya womasinya sinya khona
iBulawayo City ngithemba njona ukubana ke sokuvula ukuthi kuthenga ngama players esithi kumele bathole kanye abadlali ngani bancane iBulawayo City ngiyokhangela kakhulu ngibona iBulawayo ukuthi idlalisa abangase bekhulile ukugijima kabasenelisi ngoba abanye bakhona abona siyalingana abasenelisi bagijime ke okwe 90 minutes so kumele ukuthi la ikidinga labafana abancane abazagijima sithatha lawa lolwazi ukuzoncedisa labafana abancane njengalo kwenziwe Highlanders. IBulawayo City Council yiqembu engikhalela ukuthi hayi ngeke liphume kodwa iqembu efana le-Border Strikers hayi le Mtare City lezana ziyakugoqwanyawo vele kakubuyela emuva lezana ziyakhanya ukuthi ziyahamba ngoba laba abadlali njalo lapho ezidlalela khona ungakhala ke kuthiwa yi-Border Strikers ngayidlaleli khona le Bidbridge idlalela kwezinye iindawo ongasemzinwala
idimbari ke ubona njani
abantu i-Dynamos bayazi i-Dynamos kayiqilisi kahle minyaka yonke kodwa isikhathi siyeza bangasuki baqala ukuthi idimbale lo nyaka ifile ithintile bazayibona isiqalisile manje ukunqoba so kumele ke yithimu emele ikhangelelwe lana iyesajwe ngoba ingaqalisa ukubana isinqoba iyanqoba ke isizini yonke iziye phela yikho isikhathi esiningi ihlale idlulele indaza engani yithelekithi imile isiya khona lesiqongweni ukuthi iyethatha ke inkezo ukakhulu ke abantu kumele bayikhangelise ukuba niqinile iqembu le-Cape United lalo lo nyaka ke liqine kakhulu ke libuya kahle liyadlala leli qembu le-Platinum. Ama-team engithi wakhangele le season nxa iphela lo nyaka Chris yi-Highlanders, yi-Capes United, yi-Platinum layo ke dimbala ungayibali ngaphansi.
Lo ke ngu-Ezra Chisasibanda ingcwethi ecubungula ezemdlalo wenguqu bekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 esebhilitane. Uhlelo lwethulwa lamhlanje ke sikhangele bezikhokhela kambe uhlelo lwebandla le-MDCT olokuthi uZulu angathengi izitolo ezitolo zeziphatha amandla zebandla lezanu PF luzaphumelela na kufa isizalane seZimbabwe kwele South Africa kudlakela lozombusazwe selugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethulwa lamhlanje olivalelisayo igama nguChris Gande lilale.
You have been been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.